Meanwhile, pollster Ben Efson has questioned the attitude of Let My Vote Count, which he describes as an attempt to hold the country to ransom. He points out that per the Supreme Court ruling, the health insurance card cannot be used to place a person onto the electoral register. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Mr. Efson said the method prescribed by Let My Vote Count to exhibit the voters' register will disenfranchise citizens.
I think that the attitude of Let My Vote Count, attitude towards people, any individual or group of people who want to hold the country to ransom, I dislike that. To say that you're going to force the EC to do what you want to do. Why? I go to equip the EC with a chain. The name validation is the term that was used in Nigeria. In Kenya, it is called auditing. And in Ghana, it is exhibition. If you go online, you see something by Dan Constitute concerning validation, which means that you must have an ID to show who you are. There's nothing in the law like that.
So you are saying that in Nigeria, they use the word validation?
Yes. In Ghana, we use it exhibition.
Exhibition.
People are missing two things. When the voter register is opened for limited registration, by the Supreme Court ruling, you cannot take a health insurance card to register. When the register is placed for exhibition, you go there. Now, the EC, you go there and they see your face. They will ask you to validate it further by putting your thumb on the machine. Once you put it on, it will pop up your features. But the Dam Constitute, MPP, and Let My Vote Count prescription of exhibition, what they are saying is that if you go, you must bring certain documentation to prove that's what you are. By this method, you'll be disenfranchising those who are registered. Is there anything more genuine, sister, than when the voter register is exhibited, you put your thumb on and it pops up the information? So what are they talking about? They are being misled. That is all.
Now, let me find out from you whether you think the EC is not aware of all these explanations you have given.
The request for a new register seems to have been dumped in water. The request for the register was to disenfranchise those who had registered earlier with the health insurance card. So by your concept of validation, that means you must show a form of ID to be able to authenticate your identity. Is there anything better than your thumbprint? Your thumbprint authenticates your identity. Your sister, tell me. Your thumbprint, that brings your features up again.
Yeah, certainly no.
What are you talking about? This is not secret information. It is something they've told them at IPAC, and the MPP do, people who go to IPAC have set up because it will shoot the demonstration.
Per their demonstration this morning, they are also telling the whole world that they are raising or calling the attention of the general public the potential threat to the security of the nation if the EC should go ahead and use this register, which they are opposing. So clearly, it indicates that they will reject the outcome if EC should go ahead to use the voters' register. What's your take on this?
This can belong to a group of people. You say that you want to make sure that bringing a validation, is there a better validation than your own thumb? There are no two fingerprints that you see. A thumbprint showing your identity is the best one validation they can have.